Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So the House will go to the Republicans, and that's significant. We'll tell you why in a moment, but that's going to happen. Donald Trump, by all accounts, is going to announce for president tonight, and the nation will, of course, be divided on that. And all of this is fodder for the talking points memo. So let's get to the House first. Looks to me like the Republicans will have 220 seats in the House, maybe one or two more. Democrats, 215 or one or two less. So not a big plurality for the Republicans, but very, very important. Because if the Republican Party can stay together in the House, it will block the massive Biden spending. And that has fueled inflation, along with the fossil fuel attacks and other things. So that is huge for your personal finance, that the House controls, is in Republican control. The other thing is that Nancy Pelosi is sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye, thank God. I mean, this woman is so consumed by power that she's not looking out for we the people, she's looking out for herself and her party. I mean, that's not what we need here. We really don't need those kinds of politicians any longer. We need problem solvers. She is not a problem solver. Now, she's 82 years old, so she's going to hang around for two more years and hope that the Democrats will announce back in 24? I don't think so, but I could be wrong because she is consumed with power. I don't think I've ever seen a politician as nakedly aggressive when it comes to power than Nancy Pelosi, ever, in any party at any time. So this is a historical event that the Republicans take the House, because just step back and think about it. If Democrats control the Senate and the House and you have Biden for 2 years, the progressives run wild, run absolutely wild. And there's nobody there to stop them except the federal courts, and they can only do so much. So this is enormous, probably the most important political story of the year, that now we have a block on the progressive left. And it's not so much Biden, because he does whatever he's told to do. And the progressive left is really running things there. Now, according to the Cook Political Report, 52% of Americans who voted last week voted Republican. 52. 46% voted Democrat, a 6-point margin in favor of the GOP. I just want to remind you about the NBC News poll that came out a few days before the election that said that Democrats had a 5% plurality in voting for Congress. Okay, remember that? So that's an 11-point swing against NBC News. Now, I don't have any data. I don't have any facts. All I have is patterns of behavior. I think NBC put that poll out. I don't think it was a legitimate poll. And I think they put it out to give Democrats hope, to spur them to vote. I could be wrong. It is a guess, but it is an educated guess based upon Comcast, which runs NBC, being a very, very liberal corporation. Okay, so that's the House and that's the memo. Let's go to Trump. So I haven't talked to him in a while. I don't know what he's doing or why he's doing it. At 9 p.m. tonight, it'll be interesting to see who takes the speech live. You know, Newsmax will. Newsmax is the Trump network. Fox, that's cutting it to Hannity. I think Hannity will take it. You know, he's still a big Trump supporter. So Hannity will probably take it. You won't see it, I don't think, on CNN or on MSNBC, but News Nation might take it. Might. I don't know. So Trump is going to lay out his vision to become president again. It'll probably be a lengthy speech. I would imagine Donald Trump will have a lot to say. Now, yesterday reported that Jason Miller, a very close Trump advisor, said that this is definitely going to happen. And it is on the docket for tonight. So we got to assume it will be. So then the question becomes, is this a good thing for America that Donald Trump announces so early that he's going to run? Already he and DeSantis are snipping back and forth. I'll cover later on this stuff, but I'm not going to do the insult du jour. You can get it anywhere you want. It's all over the place. Anytime Trump says anything about the governor bad, that'll be there, and vice versa. Okay, but to me, this political posturing means nothing to you. It's not important at this point. Now, there are some polls out, and you know, it's Politico poll. They were wrong on the midterm. It's a left-wing website. 1,983 registered voters. The political affiliation, Democrat 39, Republican 37, Independent 24. That's fair. Question, do you believe Donald Trump should run for president in 24? Yes, 31%. No, 65%. Second question, do you believe Joe Biden should run in 24? Yes, 30% lower than Trump, one point. No, 65, same as Trump. Donald Trump favorability, 40% in the USA, unfavorable, 58. Biden favorability, 37%, 3 points lower than Trump, unfavorable, 50. So that's 8 points ahead of Trump on the unfavorable side. I think a lot of people believe that Biden is just old and doddering, but they don't hate him. A lot of people hate Trump. Now, there's a bunch of polls that pit Governor DeSantis against President Trump in a hypothetical matchup. All of them are bogus. I'm not even going to bother. They're all bogus. They're not legitimate polls. The Association for Canadian Studies. Come on. You know, I could do a poll. I could run down to my town and get 20 people and write down what they say. This is not serious. Meaningful polling about the Republican primary or whatever it comes to, it will start about March of next year, 23, when everything kind of sorts out, new Congress is sworn in. We'll see what the Republicans do. And I forgot one thing about the Republicans controlling the House. They control the committees now. And the committees can investigate anything they want. Now, a lot of conservatives are hoping that, you know, Hunter Biden comes up and all of this. I'm not sure that's going to happen. It could. but I'm not sure. Now, Donald Trump has one enormous drawback, and it's not the denial of the election, although that was not a good strategy by him. It's not January 6th, where he was slow on the draw to call his people out, but he didn't have anything to do with putting it together, that riot. It's that there are a lot of states who will never, which will never vote for Donald Trump. So I'm going to put them up on the screen. These are the states, based on current demographics, you see them in blue, that will never vote for Donald Trump for president, ever. Washington State, Oregon, California, New Mexico, Colorado, Minnesota, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Delaware, and Illinois. And Hawaii. I should throw Hawaii in there. I didn't have Hawaii in there, but let's throw it in because Hawaii will never vote for him. That's 210 electoral votes that Donald Trump cannot get. You need 270 to win. Now, hypothetically, Trump could win if he swept 90% of the other states, and he would sweep much of the South, Texas, Florida, you know, big states, big electoral vote states. But to go in 210 electoral votes down to whoever the challenger is, that's never happened before. And I don't think you'll hear this analysis anywhere else. It has never happened before that is somebody running for president was hopeless in states that total 210 electoral votes. Okay, and that's the truth. So when looking at his chances of reelection, they are very narrow. Everything has to break his way. Whereas DeSantis, he could peel off, particularly if what I think is going to happen the next 2 years happens, and I'll get to that in a moment. He could peel off a couple of these states. Now, you notice I did not mention Nevada or Arizona, which have gone blue, because those are smaller states. And if the economy gets worse in Arizona and Nevada, it'll swing back to the GOP. But New Mexico, never. All right. New Hampshire, gone. If New Hampshire were going to go, even though it has a Republican governor, it would have gone this time around because New Hampshireites are suffering, but they did not want anything to do with Donald Trump and the January 6th stuff. Okay, so let's sum it up. Trump announces tonight it's really between Trump and DeSantis. There may be a few others that get in, but remember, both of those men, Trump and DeSantis, can raise hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay? Nobody else can. So if you're a Republican, you want to run against those two, you got to raise $250 million. You can't do it. You can't raise the money. So it's like Ralph Nader running for president. I mean, you can run, but you're not going to win. It's money game. DeSantis right now, this time in history, at the apex of his power and strength. Trump is damaged. That election thing in January 6th hurt him among independent voters, not among true believers or MAGA people, but there are not enough of them. Okay, the independents will decide the 24 election as they decided the election last week. So let's bring in a guy who probably knows Congress better than any human being on the planet. Senator Joseph Lieberman obviously served in Connecticut. And how long were you in the Senate? I should have it here on my sheet, but I do not. How long?
Hi, Bill. 24 years.
Okay. And that's a scolding of my staff, which is usually good, but they should have that here. So let's go with the scandal of the election, then we'll go into Merrick Garland first. Okay. Shouldn't there be federal oversight, marshals or somebody sent into these districts who will not count the vote?
Well, there ought to be something. I mean, every time I see it in the papers or on TV, I'm shocked that they're still counting votes. I guess it's because they're paper ballots in California. And Alaska, I know they have this, as you said, arcane ranked voting system, which is complicated. But I mean, this is the 21st century. It just doesn't make sense that it takes 2 weeks. I'm not sure what you can do, but it's worth thinking about, because there definitely are different ways in which the federal government, through legislation, has entered the area of state elections, particularly for Congress, after all. It's the national legislature, and could set some standards about what you do when you get to this point.
You have been around long enough to know that in some districts in the South, they were disenfranchising African-American voters. Certain counties were doing all kinds of things. The federal overseers went in, okay, to those counties and arrested people.
Right.
And the power of the federal government is to oversee the vote counts in the individual states, because the states, according to the Constitution, have the power to run the elections the way they want. But if they're crooked or incompetent, then the feds have to go in.
Yeah, and look, the problem here is we're obviously operating at a time in our history where a lot of people don't trust the counting of votes. So the longer you go, the more people are going to say, what's going on out there?
That's right. I mean,
it's more time for playing around with the results. And the comparison to the old segregation of the South, unfortunately, is apt. So this
you're
is
absolutely right. And you know, look, when the House is so close, and this means everything, this is everything now between the Democratic and Republican parties. And just as an aside, there's going to be real trouble in Maricopa County, Arizona, which is another troubled state over the Kerry Lake thing. But I'm going to put that aside for now. All right, let's get to the Merrick Garland announcement. Do you think my analysis has any merit?
Your analysis, as always, or usually always, was thought-provoking. So I will tell you, Merrick Garland was not thinking at all. I know him a little bit. I don't know him well, as you are thinking now. He's thinking, I got two choices I can make here. I got these two really intensely political topics to investigate because they came to my office. I can either drop them and say there's no evidence to proceed with prosecution, or I got to get them to somebody else, because after all, I'm investigating not only the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, but now a declared candidate for re-election. So I can't do it without people saying I'm politically biased. So there you go to Jack Smith, who I don't know either, but he seems like he's a professional. I give him two pieces of unsolicited advice. One is, you compare, I know John Durham very well because he's from Connecticut, and a great prosecutor, a real pro, not a politician at all. He did one thing that was really important that others had not done in that position. He laid low. He didn't talk to the press at all, which is what Smith ought to do. The second is that, unlike previous independent counsels like Lawrence Walsh, Iran-Contra, Ken Starr, Clinton, which went on so long that they cost enormous amounts of money, Jack Smith ought to get this done as quickly as he can, in large part because of what you said, Bill. These files are full of the result of investigations that have already gone on in Congress and other prosecutors' offices. So be quiet and act quickly. And that's the best thing you can do.
Quickly and honestly. There's already a suspicion about Merrick Garland because Hunter Biden's case has been going on for more than 2 years. And it sits in Delaware with the federal prosecutor not doing anything. He's amassed it. So either charge or not charge. Don't just sit there with nothing. And so you talk about people not having any faith in the system, Senator. My God, it doesn't take that long. It's a tax beef primarily against Hunter Biden. All right? That's what it is. It doesn't take 2 years. And now the grand jury is not even sitting anymore. all of that stuff remains in Wilmington, Delaware. So where's Merrick Garland on that?
apparently nowhere that I've heard, and I haven't followed it real closely. But hey, this is likely, I mean, definite investigation of the Hunter Biden case by the next Congress is proof that even though the outcome in the House was much less of a Republican wave than people were predicting, there are big changes that are going to occur as a result of the margin, which looks like, as you said, though, it's going to be about 222 to 213. It could have been a one-vote or two-vote margin. The Speaker controls the agenda. Republicans are in charge of the committees. The investigation of Hunter Biden wouldn't have happened if the Democrats controlled the House.
Absolutely not. Now it's on steroids because of what Garland did to Trump. Because Jordan and all those guys who are going to spearhead this are going, okay, you're going after our guy. We're going to go after your guy. But even worse is the FBI component. I don't think Garland even thought about it. Because in the January 6th investigation, Smith has got to look into the FBI's conduct. Why didn't the FBI, if they had eight undercovers, tell Pelosi or Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., or the White House, what the deuce was going to happen? That's huge.
Yeah, I assume, as you do, that the fact that FBI Director Wray didn't answer the question was because the answer was yes. I don't particularly mind it. Frankly, if there had been a left-wing Antifa push into the Capitol, I would like to feel that there were some law enforcement people inside there. But it's a very relevant question for Jack Smith. And we ought to know the answer to it.
That's right.
Some will be encouraged by it. Some will not.
None of this is good for the country, by the way, because it just divides people like crazy. For the next year, as I said, we're just going to hear leak and leak and leak and leak. You got a sitting president who, if it's true that his son gave him money, he's done. That whole thing collapses. And if they can prove that Trump did something that we're not aware of, because the January 6th committee put out everything they have, I didn't see any crime there. Misjudgment, absolutely. So the country is going to be in turmoil for the next year over these things. Last word.
I agree. I mean, look, in the best of all worlds, we wouldn't be going through this. And there is a tit-for-tat quality to this that never seems to end at this phase of American history, because we're always thinking about the next election. It's not instead of the next generation, what's good for the country. I'm giving unsolicited advice, I say to Jim Jordan, you're going to do this investigation. Try to make it as factual and respectable as you can, because if it's just, as you use the term flamethrowing, if it's just about somebody else, if it's just flamethrowing, it's not going to have credibility and it's just going to divide the country more. There's a reasonable question to investigate here. Incidentally, as compared to the June 6th Commission, although they had Cheney and Kinzinger on it, assuming that the Judiciary Committee of the House conducts the investigation, there will be Democrats on that committee. So in a way, it's not going to be bipartisan, but there will be bipartisan involvement in it. And hopefully they can figure out a way to work together and think about what the law requires and what's good for the country.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. It has to be fact-based. It can't be just bomb throwing and all of that. Hey, Senator, I want you to have a happy Thanksgiving with your family, and you're really kind to help us out, and I really appreciate it.
I really enjoy being with you. Let me say about your cold that I had it last week, and praise the Lord, it does get better.
Right now, I'm mad at the Lord, but I'm going to praise him soon, and then it'll get better.
give him a second chance.
All right, Senator, thanks again. I appreciate it.
Take care. Be well.
Just one footnote. I was on a Hannity radio program today because he's off on Wednesday and so am I. We did talk about some of these issues. You might want to check that out on BillO'Reilly.com. That's where we live.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now, here's a story that's been underreported or misreported. So you know about the special counsel to investigate Donald Trump for January 6th activities and the documents that he took out of the White House. Well, there's a problem with the special counsel. There's already a special master appointed for the Mar-a-Lago document thing. His name is John Deary. Remember that? Raymond Deary. So Raymond Deary was appointed and he's down there in Florida trying to figure out what this document thing is all about. Well, now you got Jack Smith being appointed by the Department of Justice. He's coming in, I guess, in January to do the same thing that Deary's doing. So now Deary and his crew are appealing to a federal court in Florida today to stop this special counsel because there's already a special master. This is unbelievable. What a mess this is already. And it's just, 4 days old? It's already a mess, and it will remain a mess. So anyway, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that this has not been reported accurately. So Jack Smith, let's take a look at him. I don't know this guy. I know John Durham. He didn't do anything. I know Robert Mueller. He didn't do anything. And now we got Jack Smith. So conservatives are going wild because his wife, Katie Shevigny, is a big Democrat. All right, so there's Katie, and she's a producer, filmmaker, and she worked on Michelle Obama's documentary, Becoming. And she also gave money to Biden's 2020 campaign. So conservatives are. Now, I don't agree. So if somebody's wife gives money to a campaign, she's an American, she can do that. It doesn't mean that Jack Smith's corrupt, doesn't mean he's in the pocket of Merrick Garland. It doesn't mean any of that. You can imply it, but it doesn't mean that. You don't eliminate people. So Smith, he's coming in. I'm going to watch him. But as we reported yesterday, this whole thing, if the January 6th committee a year and a half had any smoking gun, we would know about it. Okay? So Liz Cheney would have been running around screaming, look at this, look what I have on Trump. They got a circumstantial case that Trump can easily refute in a court of law. That's what they got. So I guess, Jack, I don't know what you're going to get, Jack, that they didn't have. But and the Mar-a-Lago thing is, okay, the FBI already knows what the documents are. They've looked at every document. Is there a big, serious document that was taken from the White House without informing the National Archives? If there was, show it to us. You got it. So this just looks like another big charade. This whole thing just doesn't coming together. Okay? So I agree. I think this is going to come up when I'm on News Nation tonight at 8:15. Now, a lot of you will watch those appearances with Chris Cuomo. I think they're worth it, okay, to watch. So I'll be on there tonight. News Nation's a cable outfit. You probably get it on your system. You got to look it up. And this is probably going to be talked about. Okay, the Associated Press fires the reporter who used anonymous sources and told the world that Russian missiles went into Poland and killed two farmers. The man's name is James Laporta. Okay, so they sacked him because the story wasn't true. Why wasn't it true? Because Mr. Laporta used anonymous sources. And that's why we never use them here on the No Spin News. Never. Because you can't trust anonymous sources. Everywhere else, all day long, anonymous sources. Anyway, here is a statement by the AP. To ensure our reporting is accurate, fair, and fact-based, we abide by and enforce these standards, including around the use of anonymous sources, unquote. So James Laporta is finished. I kind of feel sorry for him, I mean, because it's really hard to get any accurate information out of Ukraine. Can't get any out of Russia, nothing. And Ukraine, Zelensky and the government there is going to tell you what Zelensky and the government there wants you to think. They're not going to tell you the truth. So the reporters on the ground in Ukraine are really up against it. They're trying to stay alive, and everything they're told is probably distorted. So that brings us to Daily Chatter. Some of you may know this. They are our foreign news partner, dailychatter.com. It is a great service. Every morning at 6 a.m. for a very low price, they send me and thousands of others four or five foreign stories with no bull. It's no anonymous source this or, you know, ideology that or slant here. They don't do that. And they source everything they say. Okay, so boom, boom, boom. You get four or five stories overseas, most of which I didn't know anything about because they're not reported. We don't do a lot of foreign news reporting in America anymore. It's a great service. So we partnered up with them. DailyChatter.com. Thanksgiving travel for the folks. You, I'm not going anywhere. So yesterday, JetBlue, my favorite airline, delayed 52% of its flights yesterday. Okay, 52%. Oh, there was a snowstorm in Buffalo, so that I'm sure that going on. Even though you're going to Savannah, Georgia, showing a Buffalo, you gotta slow it down. Anyway, it's going to be hell. So bookings, people know it. Bookings for Thanksgiving air travel are down 7% from the same point in 2019. We don't even count COVID. But the revenue for the airlines is up 3% because they're charging about $100 more for the average domestic ticket. So that's that. Okay, I got a lot of letters on cryptocurrency. I mean, I dismissed it because it's stupid. And I'll prove it in a moment. But I'm going to just run it down for you fast. So there's a guy named Sam Bankman-Fried. Sets up a company in the Bahamas. Bahamas has no oversight at all on anything. And you can do it. If you have money, you can do what you want in the Bahamas. So this guy starts a cryptocurrency exchange, FTX, and people invest in it, all right? And $1.45 billion and $3 billion, that's almost $5 billion, money flows into this guy's pocket in the Bahamas. 1 million people and businesses, including hedge funds, investigate in this FTX cryptocurrency thing. Well, they're all wiped out. This guy was a grifter, okay? And so he'll get charged. He has to get charged. The U.S. government will put pressure on the Bahamians to pick him up. But before it collapsed, Fried and his merry men donated $70 million to the Democrats for the midterm election. Second only to Soros. So a lot of the money that investors will never see went to the Democrats. Okay, so this guy's going to jail probably for the rest of his life because this scam. Now, why didn't I follow this story? Because I told you back on February 23rd of this year what would happen. If you follow my lead, you will not get scammed. I do not do business over the phone. Ever. You want to do business with me? You send me something in the mail so I can see it. I can see the address. I can see the spelling of your name. If you do business on the internet, if you do crypto, if you do any of this stuff, you are exposing yourself to fraud. So I just dismissed it. And I told my brokers, by the way, nothing close. I don't want anything in there ever. Bitcoin, the same thing. Not any of that ever. So they know. So I kind of like, okay, well, you guys got what you deserve. That's kind of cruel. I understand people make mistakes, but please listen to me. Oh, yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, down to Texas. So Governor Greg Abbott, he's almost the same as DeSantis in his militancy on the border. And he's declared an emergency, an invasion at the border and invoking constitutional powers. Very interesting. So the quote from Abbott is this: I invoke the invasion clauses of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. Okay, so it is an invasion, no doubt about it. And he's now invoking not only Texas Constitution, but the U.S. Constitution. So what is it about the U.S. Constitution? Well, this is really clever. In Article 4, Section 4, Article 4, Section 4, the U.S. Constitution, it says that each state shall protect the others against invasion. I didn't even know that. So Texas got to protect Maine from millions of people coming in unauthorized. Now, what is Abbott going to do? Okay, the first thing is he's going to put his National Guard at the border to physically repel immigrants trying to cross illegally. That means they'll be armed. Okay, two, that he's going to build a border wall, you know, barriers where none exist. He can't build on federal land. Got to be state land, or he's got to buy the property. He's going to deploy gunboats in the Rio Grande River. Gunboats. Now, are they going to shoot? That's pretty bold. And finally, designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Well, that's my idea, and we discussed this months ago when I had a meeting with Donald Trump, and I said, look, the only way to stop this is to designate the cartels, the people smugglers, as terrorists, and then you can drone them and kill them just like you did Soleimani and al-Baghdadi and what I write about in Killing the Killers. They were all assassinated by the U.S. under the designation of being terrorists, and under the Patriot Act, you do it. Well, he's doing the same thing, Abbott, but he doesn't have the authority to do that. So he can't use Texas National Guard or whatever to assassinate Mexican citizens. Federal government could under the Patriot Act. I don't never do it. But Trump was that close to doing it, but he made a deal with Obrador, and Obrador stopped it, stopped all the caravans. You may remember that. I know this is a little complicated. If you have any questions, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Okay, so Texas, very aggressive, no doubt about it. Arizona, it's going to be a tough 2 years for Arizona. In October, the Border Patrol reports 230,678 migrants were encountered, a record. 40% up from the previous October, 411% increase from Trump's last October. There's no doubt the open border Biden policy has led to catastrophe. And we're not even talking about the drug deaths, the fentanyl heroin deaths. It's horrible. Biden does not care. Period. And that is the truth. Household debt is at the fastest pace in 15 years. Credit cards. So mortgages, credit card debt, and auto loans. Driving household up, $351 billion from July to September rise. So most American families are in debt. Big debt. That's what I mean when I say things are not going to get any better. Smart life. So Thanksgiving a week from tomorrow. And the dinner, according to the American Farm Bureau, is going to cost 20% more than it did last year. And if you want raw numbers, in 2018, the dinner cost family of four $62. It'll cost you $82 this year. $20 difference. It doesn't matter. Okay? Don't skimp on Thanksgiving dinner. Have a good time. All right? In fact, I'm adding to my menu. I mean, I want everybody to be happy. I want a great dinner. If I have to go into debt, which I don't, but I would, to provide it, I will. But here's how you can save. You're not going to like to hear this, many of you. Cut the booze out. The wine, the beer, sparkling water, a little lime, a little lemon. You know, it's perfect. Sparkling water is perfect with turkey and all the trimmings. Perfect. But I know a lot of people want to get buzzed on Thanksgiving. But if you booze it, that'll add to your tab. But if you don't, and you go with the sparkling water tip or regular ice water, then the dinner is not going to cost you much more. Smart life. We have lived the smart life magnets from the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. I love them. I mean, live the smart life, you know? And that's the only way we're going to survive the next 2 years, and that's why we're here.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so this is my last broadcast. I'm taking the rest of the week off to rest and get rid of all the maladies and all that. I hope I'm successful. Pray for me. And I'm glad I'm doing it because I need a break. And you need a break, too. So I hope you have a Thanksgiving holiday strategy that includes no politics. You can check in, certainly on BillO'Reilly.com. We'll keep you up to date. But, you know, do fun stuff. I mean, if politics is fun for you, okay. But I don't want you to be upset. I want you to have 4 or 5 days of no strife, no strife zone. You got to have that. Thanksgiving, Christmas, two best times to do it. All right? So the other message I want to tell you is that our BillO'Reilly.com Christmas holiday store, this is a special thing, and every year we have it because it enhances our income flow so we can better serve you. The gifts are great, and they're nonpartisan gifts. It's like the killing books are read by everybody. There's no politics in them. The Christmas ornaments, I mean, God bless America. Come on. You know, they're not partisan. And the mugs stand up for your country. That's not a partisan message. And these are all very low-priced gifts that people will appreciate. You know, stocking stuffers, somebody's done you a favor, whatever it may be. But the most important of all is the premium and concierge memberships as gifts, all right? Because you get a free book when you do that, any book you want, including Killing the Legends, which is rocking and rolling still after 8 weeks in the marketplace. So we need premium members and concierge members to survive. Yeah, we do ads, but we don't do ads much. We concentrate on our base. And so if you give gifts, a premium membership or concierge membership is a step up because you get access to me directly. And you get bigger discounts. You get both get the same free book. So I hope you consider doing that over the weekend. You'll have some time. Go to BillO'Reilly.com, Christmas holiday store. Help us out, okay? Each year you always come through, and it's a great thing for us to have as a backup to continue this independent reporting and analysis. We don't have any corporate shills or any of that. We don't do that. We're on our own competing in the marketplace against the biggest corporations, and we're competing very well, thanks to you. So I want you all to have a happy Thanksgiving. I want you all to enjoy the 4 or 5 days off. No strife zone. We'll see you on Monday.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.